Literally less than 24 hours after Justice Protasiewicz took the bench, a liberal-leaning firm filed a lawsuit in the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the state's current legislative voting maps. Board president of Law Forward, Jeff Mandel, brought the redistricting litigation. He's here now. Jeff Mandel, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So you wasted no time in filing this redistricting lawsuit before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, now with its brand new liberal majority. But why go there first and not a lower court?
Well, there's really no time to waste. The issue is not how many days in August. The issue is that for 12 years, the people of Wisconsin have been living under this extreme partisan gerrymander. And every day that the gerrymander continues to distort politics and policy in the state of Wisconsin is an affront to our Constitution, an affront to our democracy, and a violation of the rights of the people of Wisconsin. So we want to get this gerrymander taken down and fixed so that we can have fair maps and a workable democracy after the 2024 election. If we want that to happen, we need the court to move quickly and we need to ask it quickly.
What are the legal prongs of your suit?
This suit is really about the Wisconsin Constitution and the fact that the gerrymander and the current maps violate the Wisconsin Constitution. No one has ever asked these questions before, but we believe that the extreme partisan gerrymander that we have that distorts our government in Wisconsin violates several provisions of our state constitution, including the Equal Protection Clause, the right to free speech, the right to free assembly, and the preservation of free government clause that is in Article 1, Section 22 of the Constitution. In addition, there are other problems with our current maps, including that they fail to meet even the bedrock requirement in the Constitution that the districts be contiguous. That is, that all the people who live within a district and have one representative all live within one block on a map. That's not the case. And on top of it, the way these maps were imposed by the Supreme Court last year violates our separation of powers. Of the 99 assembly districts in the state of Wisconsin, 55 of them are non-contiguous. And of the 33 Senate districts, 21 are non-contiguous. Right here in the Madison area, assembly districts 47, 77, and 78 all have clear non-contiguities and islands of territory floating apart. But it's not just here in the Madison area. District 88 in the Green Bay area, District 91 in the Eau Claire area. And those are all just examples. As I said, the vast majority of them are like this.
Here's what, speaking of the Senate, here's what Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said about your lawsuit. He said, quote, "Liberal Democrats are counting on judicial fiat to help them gain power. It's clear liberal interest groups are coming to collect from Janet Protasiewicz." What do you say to that?
Well, you know, lawyers have a saying that when the facts are on your side, you yell about the facts. When the law is about your side, you yell about the law. And when nothing's on your side, you pound the table. It sounds like a lot of pounding the table. What we didn't hear yesterday in response to our lawsuit was anyone coming out and trying to defend the extreme partisan gerrymander, because it is simply indefensible.
In another major case, having driven the inquiry into Wisconsin's false electors from very early on after the 2020 election, and being currently in court with your own lawsuit on this, what's your reaction to the federal indictment against Donald Trump as it treats fraudulent electors in battleground states, including Wisconsin?
I guess my reaction is really that I was gratified to see the United States Department of Justice taking the fraudulent elector scheme so seriously. I don't have strong feelings about and I'm not a criminal prosecutor, and I trust the criminal prosecutors to do their job. So I don't have strong feelings or opinions about the details of the indictment or the specific charges against former President Trump. But what I took from it, as someone who has been litigating the fraudulent electors here in Wisconsin, is just how seriously the United States Department of Justice takes this scheme and how much the indictment shows that this really was a serious attack upon and threat to our democracy.
What are you seeking in that lawsuit?
We're looking to make sure that none of these folks who abused the trust of their neighbors in Wisconsin, we're talking about 10 people who decided they knew better than almost 3.3 million of their neighbors. And even though Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had won the free fair election in the state of Wisconsin, they nonetheless were going to dedicate the state of Wisconsin's electoral votes. The state's only real participation in choosing the next president, they were going to give that to Donald Trump and Mike Pence. We want to make sure that because they abused the public trust that way, they never have the chance to serve as electors again.
All right. Jeffrey Mandel, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.